On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
There is only one slang word that has stood the test of time. Do you know what it is?
No.
Can you even think of what the one slang word over generation and generations now lasted over 100 years? Anybody want to guess what that one slang word might be that every generation for the last 100 years has even used?
I'm trying to think of like what is something that we like, all still say.
Things have come and gone,
one.
You know? Like if I would have told you like 20 years ago, like da bomb.
Epic.
Like, I still say that's the bomb.
You still use the bomb.
I say that's the bomb. I say that's fire.
People still say the bomb. I don't think
I say that's dope. Say
the bomb. Rad.
I think nobody's saying that.
I
anymore.
Will say rad, but I don't know if that's the California girl in me.
I don't know.
Sick. I say that's rad, that's sick.
There's only one word that has stood the test of time over 100 years. And that word is cool.
Ooh. Cool is slang?
Cool is a slang word that is
I guess why it's so ingrained, I don't even think it's slang. That's crazy.
So here's this. I'll play this. This is something from BuzzFeed. Listen.
Cool isn't really slang. Slang words usually come about as an alternate way to describe something that already exists. Cool, on the other hand, was the only way to describe something new. A new way to look at the world and interact with each other, and thanks to new media technologies like radio and TV, spread across the globe. It makes sense to me that the word cool is still with us, because we're still living in that value system. Being cool is just as important now as it was 100 years ago.
They've been using that word for over 100 years now.
I didn't even consider cool slang because it's so part of like my world.
Has come and gone, but people still use the word cool, and it's still as relevant as it was 100 years ago.
Interesting.
All right, so what are some? Are there any slang words that you guys use now that you feel like has probably gone? Like for example, yesterday I used the word gnarly. For this migraine that I have right now. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple people, actually I had two people yesterday respond back to my Insta story being like, gnarly question mark. I still use the term gnarly and I know it's not relevant anymore.
What, they don't listen to Cat's Eye?
But like, I still think it's like, I think it's a relevant word. And yeah. I won't give gnarly up. And I know it's like kind of 80s, but for some reason,
that situation specifically too, like I can't think of another way to describe it.
Where it's like perfect. It's like nasty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like gnarly to me is like bad, like icky, like ugh.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like gnarly, like ugh. Like to me, I can't give up gnarly. Where slang words have come and gone. Gnarly to me, I'm gonna hang on to.
Yeah.
What do you use? Which one? You said one a second ago. I'm like, oh, no one uses
the bomb.
That. The bomb.
I use the bomb. That's the bomb. I think my family uses that a lot.
Heard that. In yeah, forever, but like,
yo,
it,
like food, places, music. If like we send stuff to each other and we think something like, so the bomb, we say sick. I don't think I'll ever let go of fire. I'll never let go of fire.
Fire. I still hear every. I have not heard the bomb probably in 20
we
years though.
Say that is wild. That's the bomb.
I don't think I've heard anyone say the bomb since I was probably.
Why?
I just haven't heard anybody
use
it.
I'd say the bomb and dope are probably the words I use the most.
Dope every day. Charlotte, is there one that like you feel like nobody uses anymore but you, but you're still hanging on to?
I love 1-800 not my problem. It's so good.
That's
like it just
so
hits
crazy.
Different.
That's a yeah. That
it's
one's
so good.
Is what's there's got to be slang that you know is like you're like nobody uses this, but I'm still gonna hold on to it. Just know if you're using the word cool, that is now lasted over 100 years, and it's still relevant. So you can hold on to cool. Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.